And this morning, this stranger over here that you're seeing, you're thinking it's supposed to be Kelvin. Not happening today. Kelvin is on vacation, on holiday. And our guest host, co-host, pinch hitter, if you will, is Wilbert Post from the Netherlands. Once again, demonstrating the reach of Blab. We're talking real-time chat right now from where I'm at, an hour west of Seattle, shameless plug there, and to the Netherlands in real time. It's great. Great stuff. And today, because it's the Friday wrap-up, we're going to go through real quick the high points, I guess the tips of the waves of what made the surf happen when we did our show for this past week. On Monday, we talked about refreshing the routine. And one of the ways that you could do that was to take part in listening to, to listen to the Blab show that Stephen Healy and Eileen Smith did about your YouTube channel and how to polish that app and make that work better. And at the same time, we also did a link share from somebody named Wilbert Post about TVShowtime.com. And I was teasing Wilbert that before we started the show, I said, well, I'm going to flood your phone with people that need help with TV Showtime. You won't need to call him. It's that easy to use. It's really, really intuitive and well thought out. And they have a great website that goes with it. But if that doesn't work, give Wilbert a call. He'd love to hear from you. And on Tuesday, Tuesday, as always, was SEO tips. And we talked about it being our 100th podcast last Tuesday. 100? We've done this 100 times? Who'd have thunk it? I certainly would have. I thought maybe, you know, I'll try it for a couple dozen. See, you know, it probably won't fly. Probably won't be any fun. I won't like it. People won't listen. But the listenership is up. It seems to be well received. So on Tuesday, talking about SEO, we've kind of tilted that a bit to deal with it in terms of there's SEO, search engine modification. Like if your website wants to talk to every English-speaking person on the planet, or if you're going to just be what's good for the neighborhood, okay? If you just want to have people in your community come to your brick-and-mortar store, then local search is what you're going to be about, and that's a whole different ball of wax and much more, in my estimation, a little bit more difficult. Because every area, every locale is going to be different in how you implement that. So give that a look in the show notes. The links are there. You'll have to go to, you'll need a pencil because we don't have graphics, thegeiercookreport.podbean.com. Of course, you'll have to put in http://, all that stuff. And the notes will be there today right after I get done. I didn't get them done in time for today, but we'll have them there today. The other thing on Tuesday is the Local Media Search Council did a study, and they released it as the Local Media Tracking Study. The Local Search Association says they found that 40% of U.S. consumers used at least 10 sources, which, like, you know what they are, you better go check the notes, in the past month to find local business information. So if they're looking for the, who's the best eye doctor, because I need to get glasses like Guy wears, then that might be one of the considerations they gave. They would look through one of those 10 sources for the information. There's also in the show notes plenty of other good resources for SEO, and I won't enumerate those because, as you know, I try to keep this show short and sweet in the interest of keeping your attention span intact. So TheGeierCookReport.podbean.com will fill those gaps. Wednesday on the mind, I talked about the fact that, well, sure, WordPress is great because 25%, wait a minute, do the math, 25% of the people use WordPress as their CMS, content management system. Well, in a blog post that Matt Mullenweg wrote, and I've mispronouncing Matt's last name, I'm sorry about that, but we're not college roommates or anything. The identifiable CMSs that he knows of aren't being used by 57% of the net. 57% of the people have what we called back in the day their own sort of system for managing the content on their website. Not going to use something out of the box like Joomla or Drupal or WordPress. They're just rolling their own, okay? The show notes have got all the links in there about that, about the importance of having the flexibility of updating the content on the server done by somebody who knows what they're doing. So it might be that when you want to have your content updated, there's the guy. You just say, hey, Wilbert, I need to change the phone numbers because they renumbered our prefixes and everything is broken. So we're going to go to this new phone system. Could you take care of that? He's got you covered. He can take care of that. Thursday, B2B, we shared three takeaways, and they're in the show notes. Take a look at them. We talked about having a set of planned tasks to get things done more efficiently. We talked about having a new goal for this year, and we talked about the Twitter update. And if you don't know what the Twitter update that's coming down the pipe is, do give that a look.
Right? That was quite huge, yeah.
That's going to be a biggie. I think it's important, and we'll just bait and switch at that. We'll just say, if you don't know, you need to. If your social media content has a Twitter account as part of the project, get a handle on what that new thing coming out from Twitter, and probably a couple weeks away. It's coming, and it's a big deal. So remember, before the show, I said I'm going to say those three magic words. I'm going to say them. And then we got to stay perfectly still before I turn off the other recorder. Okay? But don't tell anybody. It's a big secret. Thanks for watching today. Thanks to the people in chat. If you're watching on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, please, because it helps us out some way. Thanks to all the people that have the other instances of recording. And on that note, I'm going to say it's a wrap.